Good evening all. It's Sunday, the last day of September today, and I thought I would record a quick bow, as I've just listened to Simon's bow about using and publishing music on audio bow and copyright questions around it. And as I'm sure you're all well aware, copyright and myself, it's a hobby horse of mine, isn't it? And you know, red flags and all that come to mind, and I have to charge in and give my thoughts on this as well. It always amazes me how much confusion there is about copyright, because the law is really, really clear, and the copyrightservice.co.uk is a really, really easy website to understand and read. It boggles my mind that people find this so complicated. I think the real problem is that people don't like the fact there are restrictions on what they can do with other people's hard work. And I think that they just don't want to believe the limitations that they actually have. So the fact that it is on YouTube makes absolutely no difference whatsoever as to whether you can publish it or not. It doesn't matter whether the music company has claimed it or not claimed it or anything. The long and short of it is that if you publish something, then you don't, that you do not own, that you have not created, that you have not got a contract in place with the person who created it, then you are not allowed to do that, except in some very specific cases. It doesn't matter whether it's music, text, photos, video, whatever. And that's about it. You know, you're not allowed to do it. It's quite easy. Now, the specific uses. Right, copyright has expired. If the copyright has expired, you can use it. Second use. Your use of the work is fair dealing, as defined under the 1988 Copyright Designs and Patents Act, UK. Third option. Your use of the work is covered under a licensing scheme. And the fourth option is the copyright user has given you permission. So if it's not one of those four choices, then that's it. You cannot publish it at all. Right. In terms of Audioboo and October, fair dealing is the scenario we're talking about. There are 6 scenarios where fair dealing, or 6 applicable areas of fair dealing. 1, research and private study, which is clearly not applicable. 2, instruction or examination, which is related to teaching. 3, criticism or review. Now, this one is applicable. 4, news reporting. 5, incidental inclusion, i.e. you are speaking audioboo and some music is playing in the background incidentally, preferably unintentionally. Then that is fine. In fact, it has to be unintentional. And 6, accessibility for someone with a visual impairment. Which again is not applicable, I don't think, in this particular scenario, because we're talking about music. So criticism or review is the only case where you can publish some music on your audioboo which you do not have explicit permission from the copyright owner to do so. And to do that, the source of the material must be acknowledged. The material quoted must be accompanied by discussion and assessment to warrant the criticism or review classification. And the amount of the material that you publish, i.e. how much of the song do you publish, is no more than necessary for the purpose of the review. So you can't play 45%, 50% of the music and then have a 2-second review at the end. That would probably constitute, would probably fail the criticism or review criteria for fair dealing. Also completely irrelevant is the 30-second and 90-second previews on iTunes or Napster or whatever, because those are published with the contract license agreement of the copyright owners, which is why Apple only recently went up from 30 to 90 seconds, because they got a new licensing agreement in place. So that's my view. I'm sure you've all heard it before, because I am fairly consistent on these things, because I just read the law about it, and I think the law is quite clear. It's one of the few bits of law that is quite clear. Regardless whether you agree about it or disagree about it, it's certainly obvious what you're supposed to be doing.